Hello everyone, this is Lillian and it's time for our 3 minutes with the Word audio devotional. Today's topic in the series on Thanksgiving is Benefits of Thanksgiving, Multiplication, Part 1. And our anchor scripture is taken from the book of John, chapter 6, verses 8 to 11. When Jesus looked up and saw a great crowd coming toward him, he said to Philip, "Where shall we get buy bread for these people to eat?" He asked this only to test him, for he already had in mind what he was going to do. Philip answered him, "It will take more than half a year's wages to buy enough bread for each one to have a bite." Another of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, spoke up. "Here is a boy with 5 small barley loaves and 2 small fish. But how far would they go among so many?" Jesus said, "Have the people sit down." There was plenty of grass in that place, and they sat down. About 5,000 men were there. Jesus then took the loaves, gave thanks, and distributed to those who were seated as much as they wanted. He did the same with the fish. In our anchor scripture today, there was a slight challenge. People had gathered to hear Jesus. This was the norm. The depth and the impact Jesus' teaching had on people caused crowds to be drawn to him. His words were life, and people just knew that there was something about the guy. Anyway, the Bible says that Jesus was concerned about what the people would eat, especially as they had been with him for a while. Now let's look at what scripture now says. It says, "Where shall we buy bread for these people to eat?" He asked this only to test him, for he already had in mind what he was going to do. Jesus asked his disciples where they were going to get enough bread to feed the amount of people who were seated. The Bible says this was a test question because Jesus already knew what he was going to do. Now let's pause here. There was a situation. Jesus had been preaching to 5,000 men. There was no count of women or children. So we had much more than 5,000 people. They had sat at his feet for ages, and now Jesus wanted to give them food. There was not enough food for all these people, as no one had planned that that number of people would follow him that day. Now the disciples wanted Jesus to send the people back home because there was no humanly possible way to get enough food to feed them. They succeeded in finding a little boy that had 5 loaves and 2 fish, but that was nothing compared to the crowd. Scripture then tells us that Jesus had a plan. In other words, everything Jesus did during this event was deliberate, and he did them to teach his disciples and by extension, us his followers, a principle. In the next episode, we will discuss this very important principle. Until then, let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you so much for your word. Please continue to take all the glory, Almighty God. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Speak to you again soon. If you were blessed, please drop me a line on audiodevotional@yahoo.com. or on our website at www.3minutesaudiodevotional.com. Remember, wrapped up in God's word is all you need for your change to come. Love you and bye.